Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show with minister, author, and entrepreneur, Teresita Glasgow.
Hello, 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 everyone. How are you today? You know, we're on week 7 of the Principles of Power of Vision by Dr. Miles Monroe, just going over that book and reviewing it. And as I was signing on, I was trying to use my brand new mic, just got a new mic, state of the art and everything, and went to sign into the show and everything, and couldn't hear anything. I don't know what's going on with that, or anyway. So I had to revert back to my old standby, but one must do. I had to revert back to my old standby, so I'm a little bit disappointed. If you hear it in my voice, yes, I'm a little disappointed. Anyway, we are going to continue on with the reading of this wonderful book, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Your Personal and Your Corporate Destiny. How is everyone out there? Did you have a wonderful week, or how is everything going in your business, your ministry? What are you doing with yourself nowadays? I'd like you to send me an email and update me on some of your activities and just reach out and connect. You can do that by sending me your emails to info@inhisseason.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at in his season, I-N-H-I-S-S-E-A-S-O-N, inhisseason.com. And if, as you know, if you are not connected with me on Facebook or Twitter or any of the other social media, you can also reach me by connecting with me on Facebook and Twitter. And if you need the sign-on for that, go to my website at www.teresitaglasgow.com. And the links are in the show description for teresitaglasgow.com and also for inhisseason.com. And, you know, we want to hear your feedback. What do you think about the radio? Connect with us on social media. Follow us as we disseminate a lot of good social media information and even internet marketing information and writing and the various things that a lot of you guys do in your businesses. So an update on what's going on with me. As I've told you guys before on several shows, I got involved with Toastmasters last year and really just wanted to go out and speak at least weekly, and also to always, I'm always looking to hone my skills, always looking to grow as an individual. And Toastmasters is known not only for speaking, but also for leadership growth. And so just want to be around a group of positive people who are all on the same page and all moving toward their destiny through improving themselves and improving their skills, talents, and abilities. And although Toastmasters is not per se a Christian organization, it is definitely a place where you can go and exercise your speaking abilities and learn some leadership skills. I've been really blessed and honored to be a part of the club that I'm involved with. And also, as I did get involved, of course, I became an officer in the club, and that lends itself to getting involved with a lot of other things in the organization. But one of the things that I've done recently is to participate in international speaking contests. And, you know, I was real, really excited and pumped up about it because I just did it because, you know, it was going to be fun to participate and be included in the speaking contest and such at the club level. And so I did that. And as I've said on so many shows before, because I've reviewed my shows and I'm saying, are you repeating yourself? But I think what I'm trying to do is just, you know, not everyone listens to each segment of the radio show. So while this thing is going on, I just want to let people know who may get one recording and not get the other recordings of what's going on with me. And so I did the club level and I won there. I did the next level, which was the area level competition for the international speech contest, and I won the area level. And each time I win, of course, I get more and more excited. So this weekend passed was the division level. And at each level, of course, the competition gets more stiff because you have people competing who are coming in from other clubs. And so this past Saturday, I competed again, International Speech Contest, Toastmasters, and I won again. I won again. So I'm very, very excited about, you know, what's going on with me and what's going on with the Toastmasters and what's going on with, you know, me winning these contests. And believe me when I tell you, I give all the glory to God. I give all the glory to God. It was not something that I pursued. I just actually just decided to do it and jumped in and started doing it, the speaking contest and everything. But speaking is one of my gifts, and I'm fully aware of that. And so God is just, I give all the glory, all the honor, all the praise to God as I go to the next level, which will take place in April in Callaway Gardens. And so I will be speaking as a contestant, but, you know, even at that, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be speaking in Callaway Gardens, you know, for this competition. So continue to pray for me. I am going to the next level on the Toastmasters International Speaking Contest. Now let's get into this very, very, very powerful and revelatory and deep, and I mean, I don't know what all to call it. This book is just, you know, some of the things that he's talking about in this book is a real eye-opener and can help you to go forward in the vision that God has given you. And so, you know, as you know, Dr. Miles Monroe was a very prolific author and has a number of books out there, quite a few. But I chose to go through this one. Didn't realize how many weeks it would take me to actually get through this book, because initially what I wanted to do was, you know, just go through the book. But the more I read the book, the more I realized, oh, I've got to go on. I've got to go to the next part. Oh, I've got to go to the next part. And it's just that type of material. And as I said before, and we'll say again, you can actually pick up a copy of this book on Amazon. And let me go over the name again, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny. And we certainly all want to achieve our personal and corporate destiny. We are here now. Set the Priorities of Vision is the chapter that we are in. And I'm going to continue where I left off and move quickly through the rest of the material. So let's see where I stopped. Vision blends your choices. Vision is the key of an effective life, because when you see your destination, it helps you to discipline your life in ways that train, prepare, and provide for your vision. Excuse me. Okay. Proverbs 29:18 is often quoted, but not fully understood. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And I believe we went over this last week, but I'm going to... The word in the Hebrew for perish means to throw off constraints. If you don't have vision, then there are no real restraints in your life. Yet when you have vision, you are able to say no with dignity. The New International Version reads, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. The use of the word revelation and restraint is very significant because the verse may be interpreted as meaning where there is no vision, the people throw off self-control. You will never be disciplined in your life until you have real vision. And now I'm going to move on to the next part. Because I think I read that last time, and I'm not going to go through all of that. Next portion, I am carrying, as I said before, and I'm saying again, I'm reading through this book. I'm reading actually through the highlighted portions that I highlighted when I read through it the first time that I read through it. And I would suggest that you do go and pick up a copy of this book and read it all the way through, because I'm just picking up bits and pieces of it. I am carrying on a great project. Nehemiah made a statement that I believe everyone with vision should learn to make. It's one of the greatest statements of priority that I have ever read, either in the Bible, history, or anywhere else. Nehemiah was at a place where he had started to rebuild the wall. He had motivated the people by giving them a renewed purpose. He was able to communicate to them the necessity of doing this great project, and they were working hard at it. Yet in Nehemiah 6:1, he was confronted by three men who wanted to prevent his vision from being fulfilled: Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem were professional distractors. In Nehemiah 6:2, Nehemiah said, "Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message. Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of Ono. But they were scheming to harm me." Ono seems like the perfect name for this situation. I imagine that's exactly what Nehemiah was thinking. Oh no, these men were saying, let's meet and discuss what you're doing, when in reality they wanted to have a council with him in order to trap him and stop the work. Then it goes on to say, choose to live well. In verse 3, Nehemiah said, so I sent messengers to them with this reply: I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it to go down to you? Nehemiah was saying, look, if you do what you want me to do, I will be distracted from what I have purposed to do. He refused to come down from the wall, and his enemies were thawed. That's what I call a man who had his priorities set. And basically what he's saying in the book is that there are different distractions that will come your way, but when you know what your purpose is, then you won't allow other things to enter in to distract you from the work that God has given you to do. Make your life count. If you are afraid to take decisive action to move toward your vision, consider this. It is better to make a decision that will prove to be wrong, but which you can learn from, than not to make any decision at all and never learn anything. Someone has said, I'd rather try and fail than never try and never know I could succeed. People who succeed try. People who don't try have no chance of succeeding. Your destination is so perfect for you that God doesn't want you to end up anywhere else. Now, that's great. Your destination is so perfect for you that God doesn't want you to end up anywhere else. And that's highlighted. Then we're moving on to the action steps from this particular chapter, set the priorities of vision. And the action steps to fulfilling a vision are, we have three bullet points, and I'm going to go over those. Write out priorities in each area of your life in relation to your vision. That was bullet point number one. Bullet point number two says, what things do you need to eliminate from your life in order to focus on your dream? And then bullet point number three says, write out your answers to the discipline questions on pages 145 to 146. Add any other categories that apply. Of course, you would need the book in order to do that exercise. Now, each chapter of this book has action steps, and when you complete the chapter, it also has chapter principles after each chapter, and I will go over those as well. Allergy season here in Atlanta, and I just got off the mic for a few minutes, but we are on Set the Priorities of Your Vision, the chapter principles, which we find at the end of each chapter. If you want to be successful, you must set priorities for yourself in relation to your vision. Understanding priority will help you accomplish your dream because priority is the key to effective decision making. So, see, that's a nugget right there. To understand your priority will help you accomplish your dream because priority is the key to effective decision making. Number three, you can tell the kind of life you're going to have in the future by the decisions that you are making today. Number four, yes and no are the most powerful words you will ever say. God wants you to be able to say them with the precision, because they will determine your destiny. Number five, when people don't succeed in their visions, it is often because they don't understand that prioritizing creates useful limits on their choices. Number six, you have to determine what is beneficial and you have to define what is beneficial based on the needs of your vision. Number seven, the only things that should master you are the things that will take you to your goal. The only things that should master you are the things that should take you to your goal, G-O-A-L. Number eight, once you are certain of where you are meant to go in life and have truly committed to it, then many extraneous things in your life will fall away on their own. Number nine, the vision itself decides what is good for you. You don't just do good things. You do things that are good for your vision. Number 10, your greatest challenge is not in choosing between good or bad, but between good and best. Number 11, we end up where we don't really want to be when we take our eyes off of the mark. Number 12, vision protects you from trying to do everything. Number 12, vision protects you from trying to do everything. Number 13, when you see your destination, it helps you to discipline your life in ways that train, prepare, and provide for your vision. I'm going to repeat that one. Number 13, when you see your destination, it helps you to discipline your life in ways that train, prepare, and provide for your vision. Number 14, you will never be disciplined in your life until you have real vision. You will never be disciplined in your life until you have real vision. Okay, we have gotten up to chapter 8, and the number of this chapter is principle number 8. Recognize people's influence on vision. Recognize people's influence on vision. When you begin to act on your vision, it will stir up both those who want to help you and those who want to hinder you. Principle number 8 is that we must recognize people's influence on our visions. We need other people if we are going to be successful in life because, as I emphasized earlier, we were not created to fulfill our visions alone. That's a highlighted section. We need people to make it in life. That's another highlighted section. Moving on. For any vision that you have, God has people prepared to work with you, and they will be a blessing to you. That's another highlighted section. Moving quickly here. There will always be a need for positive people in your life. Some of them helped me academically. He's talking about some of the things. Let me move up a little bit more. When I went to college, I had a dream to get my degree, and there were people who already had been set apart to help me get through it. Some of them helped me academically, others financially, others with encouragement, and with my spiritual walk. When you have a dream, that's the way it works. Okay, moving on. You become like those with whom you spend time. You become like those with whom you spend time. When you begin to act on your vision, it will stir up both those who want to help you and those who want to hinder you. This is highlighted, but it was also a call out that I read a little bit earlier. Here's another section, the law of association. The law of association states that you become like those with whom you spend time. We often underestimate others' influence in our lives. There are two words that most accurately describe influence, power and subtle. Often you don't know you're being influenced until it's too late. Whether you realize it or not, however, the influence of those you spend time with has a powerful effect on how you will end up in life, on whether you will succeed or fail. Okay. I want to go back to that. Powerful or subtle. And that word I always see is subtlety. You don't know that it's having an effect until, like he says, it's too late. Okay. And those are the two kind of influences. Okay. Here's another highlighted section. You must be careful whom you allow to influence you because your vision will be either encouraged or destroyed by others. People have the potential to create your environment. Your environment then determines your mindset. And your mindset determines your future. Wow, that's good. I'm going to read that again. People have the potential to create your environment. Your environment then determines your mindset, and your mindset determines your future. I don't know if you realize how powerful that is, but that's an extremely powerful statement there. Okay, questions of influence. Should you generally choose friends who are going in the same direction you are? You should generally choose friends who are going in the same direction you are and who want to obtain the same things you do so you can reinforce one another. In light of this truth, I want you to ask yourself three questions. First, with whom am I spending time? Who are your closest friends? And who are the people you are confiding in? Here's another highlighted section. He who walks with the wise grows wise. but a companion of fools suffers harm. And that's Proverbs 13 and 20, chapter 13, verse 20. Moving right along here, let's see. Opposition often proves you are doing something significant in your life. Opposition often proves you are doing something significant in your life. Wow. So the next time, and this is just me, but so the next time something happens to you, don't say, why is this happening to me? You know how we all have that little pity party. Why is this happening to me? So many things are going on. Maybe you're doing something right, and this is a distraction, you know? Okay. Moving right along. Let's see. Wow. I'm skipping so much vital material here, but as I said, I can't read the book verbatim, so you have to go to Amazon and pick up a copy of this wonderful and powerful book by Dr. Miles Monroe, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny. People who change the world have declared independence from other people's expectations. Need I repeat that? People who change the world have declared independence from other people's expectations. Going to some highlighted sections here. When you step outside of what others expect you to be, they begin to see you as a problem. Okay. Another highlighted section. Even if people lie about you or start rumors about you, keep your eyes on the mark, continue working, and keep on building. And that's what Nehemiah did in the book of Nehemiah. He would not come down off the wall for Sanballat, Tobias, and Gershom. He said, no, I have a work to finish, and I am not coming down off this wall. I'm going to continue working. And that's what you have to do on your dream, and that's what you have to do on your vision. Thank you for tuning in once again. Thank you for your faithfulness, for following me, subscribing to all our different things that we do, and for tuning in the Blog Talk Radio Show. And tune in again next week, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. Teresita Glasgow is the founder of In His Season Incorporated, a Christian corporation whose mission is to motivate, stimulate, and encourage individuals to reach beyond their limitations to their God-given possibilities. Visit us online at inhisseason.com for more information on Teresita Glasgow, In His Season Incorporated, or to get your copy of her books, Destiny, 7 Steps to Finding and Fulfilling Your Purpose in Life, and How to Start a Business on a Shoestring Budget. Be your own boss now. Now available for download on Amazon Kindle. Visit Amazon.com for your copy today. You can also download a copy of this show as well as archived shows. Just visit blogtalkradio.com/Teresita Glasgow or iTunes.com to subscribe. Check out Teresita's blog, Salt and Light, for daily inspiration and free information designed to enhance your business and your life. Be sure to follow Teresita on Twitter and like her on Facebook. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for more of the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show.